The Saudi-based company announced the move Thursday as part of a reorganization to create a regional headquarters in Houston, Texas. Sabic says work done at the Pittsfield site, which employs about 300 people, will be relocated to Houston. The company will leave its Pittsfield office in 2016. Jody Kennedy is Sabic's Director of Corporate Communication in the Americas. She says the decision has nothing to do with the Pittsfield location, but rather is an effort to bring together its talent to grow its presence in the Americas.
We will take a step back and take a look at what are the roles that are going to be needed and capabilities to support Sabic's growth in the Americas going forward. From there, we'll determine where roles need to be located. Some will be relocated to the greater Houston area. Some could relocate to other Sabic sites. And we also expect that some roles may no longer be required, and those roles would likely be eliminated.
Kennedy stressed how difficult the decision was for the company. Sabic says it is also evaluating Pittsfield's Polymer Processing Development Center and its location. Sabic says it is committed to a smooth transition to the Houston office for its workers. Pittsfield Mayor Dan Bianchi says he had heard bits and pieces, but nothing official from Sabic before Thursday's announcement, which he calls a corporate decision.
Well, obviously, it's unfortunate. Sabic is a major employer here in the city.
City Clerk and Mayoral Challenger Linda Tyer called it devastating news for Sabic employees and their families. Having heard rumblings about the announcement, Tyer shared how she would have acted if mayor.
I would have immediately put in place some efforts to communicate with the executives to determine if there were things that the city could do to incentivize them for staying here in our city. I would have been knocking on the door, making phone calls, getting the delegation involved, getting other business leaders to reach out and try to come up with some solutions for keeping this important employer in our city.
Bianchi says nothing could have been done by federal, state, or local officials to prevent this move. He says he's been on the phone with Senators Ed Markey and Elizabeth Warren, Congressman Richard Neal, and Governor Charlie Baker's office since the announcement.
So what we will be doing will be to establish a rapid response assistance team to work with the people at Sabic. I met today with people from the Chamber of Commerce, One Berkshire, from the Regional Employment Board, and we're putting together a strategy to be able to, as soon as demographic information is available from Sabic, and we're hopeful that that information will start coming in today. Whether or not we know exactly who the individuals are, at least we will know the kinds of positions and skill sets that people who are going to be affected will have.
Sabic's Kennedy says there is no decision yet on whether the company will remain part of the expected Berkshire Innovation Center in Pittsfield. Jonathan Butler of the Berkshire Chamber of Commerce says the advance notice may help the region retain some Sabic employees.
This is a type of workforce that we believe will have an opportunity to be absorbed into some other existing industries in the Berkshires. And that's really where our priorities is lying right now.
Butler says Sabic, which is a chamber member and top investor of the county's economic development agency, One Berkshire, did not reach out to the chamber before the public announcement. In 2007, Sabic acquired General Electric's plastics division, which operated in Pittsfield for more than seven decades, for $11.6 billion. In 2014, Sabic reported revenues of $50 billion, operating in more than 50 countries with roughly 40,000 employees. The company already has three locations in the greater Houston area. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavulis.